Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hello, hello, everyone in PeopleStack world. Welcome to another week. And this is a topic that may take some of you by surprise. And it may not make sense to you when I first talk about it. But I promise it will. I promise you will be having many aha moments throughout the course of listening today, because it's happened with me, it's happened with many of the clients who we've served. And that topic is, your intelligence is your weakness. And I can feel you getting defensive already. What are you talking about? You know, I'm an intelligent person and that's my greatest superpower. That is how I have gotten to where I am right now in my tech career. That's what I've always leaned on. I make intelligent decisions. I make intelligent choices in my career, in my life, and for my family. How could that possibly be my weakness when it's the exact thing that has gotten me where I am right now? I get it. I absolutely get it. But you know, just like anything else that might bring up some defensiveness, that might bring up some like resistance, what's actually best, instead of like fighting that resistance and making it wrong and making the other person wrong, is instead to take a look at it and say, okay, I may not at first glance, at first hearing of that, think it makes any sense at all. What do you mean my intelligence is my weakness? But how about what I want to invite you to do is be open to a new way, to a new perspective on not just intelligence, but also all of your qualities as a human. All of your values, all of your personality traits, all of the skills that you have developed, all of the natural abilities that you have. If you can be open just for a moment to looking at a new way, you know, having a new perspective on looking at your knowledge, your skills, your abilities, your personality, your behavioral style, your values, then that's going to open up another level for you so that you can then achieve more in your career, so that you can achieve what you have not yet achieved. Because I get that what got you here is your intelligence, not taking that away. And I'm also not saying don't be intelligent. Didn't say that. But what I am saying is that what got you here to where you are right now in your tech career is not what's going to get you there to that future that you are going, that future tech career that you are going to create for yourself, where you are director, VP, CTO, CIO, making 20, 30, 40, 50%, 200%, 500% more than you're making now. What got you to this point is not going to get you to that point. It's just the truth. I mean, if you just look at your progress up to this point in your career, you can take a look at that, right? That in order to reach higher and higher levels, we need in our lives, in our careers, we need to unlock new, more and more of our potential, more and more of our human potential. In order to do that, we need to look at things in new ways. We need to take on new perspectives. Otherwise, we're just continually blinded and blocked by our current unchanging perspective. And so what I mean that your intelligence is your weakness, now that we have all of this framed, right, and you understand where I'm coming from, and you understand that I'm coming from a place of wanting to help you, is that what I mean by your intelligence and your weakness, we'll look at this a couple of different ways this week. Today, it's really that your greatest strength overused becomes your greatest weakness. And this is what we've seen over and over and over again with our clients at the People Stack, that what's blocking them from getting to that next level in their career, that next level of recognition, that next level of career wins, that next level of impact as a technical leader, what's blocking them is that they're starting to overuse their intelligence. That they're leaning on it way too much. And then that is what becomes the barrier to success as a leader. Your greatest strength overused becomes your greatest weakness. Too much of anything is not a good thing. Too much of anything is bad. Even if it's a good, so much, quote unquote, good thing. Too much water, right? I'm drinking water right now. Too much water, I've heard, can literally kill you. And they say that water is good for you. Well, it's all about the dosage, right? Think of medicine. Medicine is a very good thing. You know, whether we're talking about traditional medicine or taking herbs or taking vitamins or whatever it is, too much of it is bad for you. So yes, intelligence is a good thing. Intelligence is a good thing. I'm not going to try to argue otherwise. Don't be smart. Be stupid. That's what we need to do. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. It's just that too much of it, overthinking, overanalyzing, is going to get you in trouble. That's what I invite you to stop doing. To stop with the overthinking. To stop with the overanalyzing. Because as leaders, we need to make decisions. And if you want to get to that next level of leadership, you're going to need to get comfortable in making decisions on the fly, in making decisions in the place of uncertainty, in making decisions when you do not have 100% of the data, when you don't even have close to 100% of the data, you never will. So if you try to overuse your intelligence at that point, then it's going to become a weakness because you're going to overthink it. And you're just going to keep thinking and thinking and thinking instead of taking action. Because it's taking action that actually creates results. It's not the thinking part, it's the doing part. Do I want you to consider, and in some cases, carefully consider your actions before you take them? Yeah, absolutely. Again, I'm not saying be stupid. I'm not saying be irrational. I'm not saying, you know, throw caution completely to the wind and do stuff that's just way too risky or way too above your risk threshold all the time. No, I mean, that's not a way to live life. It's not sustainable. But what I am saying is that being more mindful, being more aware of how much thinking is going on here versus how much doing. How much am I thinking about wanting to upgrade my career and wanting to get that promotion, wanting to land that next job, wanting to finally develop a great relationship with my boss, wanting to finally smooth out any personality conflicts that are happening at work, wanting to finally figure out how to manage my time and manage all of the relationships and manage all the constant context switching that needs to happen as an engineering leader, as a technical leader. Are you just thinking about wanting to do that and trying to figure out how, what's next, or are you actually taking action to make it better? Because here's the thing. Action is always better than inaction. Not taking action, definitely, positively, for sure, without a doubt, inaction will not move you forward. You can't just hope and pray and sit and eat bonbons and hope that you're going to get a 25% raise. In action, like if you want a certainty in life, if you're looking for certainty, if you're looking for a guarantee, then I can absolutely positively guarantee you that if you do not take action, you are not going to upgrade your career. You are not going to get recognized. You are not going to earn that promotion. You are not going to land the next job. And you are going to keep, you're going to stay exactly where you are. That's at best. Most likely it'll get worse. And that's a travesty. And I don't want that for any of you. So action is always better than inaction. Even if you fail, even if you screw up, even if it doesn't go exactly as planned, at least you took action and then you got some information, some feedback from taking that action. I'll give you the perfect example. So one of the things that comes up a lot and that we talk with clients and coach clients a lot on is having that first conversation with their boss about wanting a promotion. That a lot of our clients have never had that conversation. They think about it. Okay, yeah, I think I'm, you know, using your intelligence, right? I think, okay, if I have this conversation, this is how it's going to go. And if he says this, then I'm going to say that, and I'm going to be prepared, and I'm going to do my homework, and I'm going to read 5 books, and I'm going to listen to these 10 podcasts, and I need to prepare. And you're getting all intellectual about it, but did you ever actually have the meeting? Did you ever actually take action and tell your boss, I would like a promotion? This is a prime example of how your intelligence is your weakness specifically applied to upgrading your career. Your intelligence is getting in the way there. Your intellect is getting in the way of you having the exact conversation that you know you need to have to upgrade your career, which is to tell your boss that you would like a promotion. And so failing to take action here, you're never going to get it. You're never going to get it. And so go on the other side of it, taking action, right? Have the conversation. You don't know how it's going to go until it goes, and it goes how it goes. And then you go from there. And then you say, what's next, right? You get data. You have the conversation with your boss, you let him or her know that you're looking for a promotion. And he says or she says whatever she's going to say, and then you decide what's next. But you're not going to get that information. You're not going to get that feedback unless you take action and ask. Another prime example that I will give is going on the job market. So for a lot of you right now, you're thinking about maybe kind of sort of not really sure if I should go on the job market or not. You've been dabbling on the job market for months, weeks, months, or even years. You've been dabbling. You've been intellectualizing the process. oh, sure, you know, I'm kind of sort of like I'm out there. I'm on LinkedIn a little bit, and I'm playing with it. And I reply to the recruiters, but I'm not really sure. And you know, yeah, like I've upgraded my resume a little bit. And you know, when people come to me and say, hey, you want to come on this interview? I go on the interview, but I'm not like, I don't know, is this good or bad or otherwise? Like, can you have your pro cons list about this would be the good, this would be the pros of going to another job, and this would be the cons of going to another job, and this would be the pros of staying where I am, and this would be the cons of staying where I am. And you intellectualize the whole thing, and you analyze and you analyze and you analyze it to death when you have not yet actually made the decision I'm on the job market, and you have not yet actually taken action to be on the job market. You're just dabbling. I know that this is true for at least 20 to 30% of you who are listening right now, because those are the folks who book calls with us. We track these things. One of the things that we ask when people are on the job market, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much are you on the job market? 1 is just dabbling, kind of, sort of, haven't really decided. And 10 is I'm taking action. I'm doing the thing. I am on the job market. It's usually a 2 or a 3. But occasionally we will get the 9 or the 10, and that's a different conversation. Or even worse, it's a 5 or a 6. Because a 2 or a 3, at least you're admitting to yourself you're dabbling. If it's a 5 or a 6, you're in the middle, man. That's hard. Which, pick a direction. Do you want to leave or do you not? And you got to take action on it. Your intellect is getting in the way. What do you want? And take action on it. So here's the thing. I know you want to take action and you understand this intellectually, but something is getting in the way of you finally, fully, totally going on the job market. Something is getting in the way of finally, fully, totally having that conversation with your boss that you know you need to have. Something is getting in the way of you taking the action you know you need to take to upgrade your career. Whatever that something is, that's what we're here to help with. And that's why it's time for you to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. What's preventing you from taking the action you know you need to take? Let's figure that out. Let's figure it out. Whether you can answer that question or not, some of you can answer that question. You know exactly what's preventing you, but you don't know how to get to the next step of, now I'm doing the thing. Now I'm taking those actions. But for some of you, you don't even know what's preventing you. You just know that you're not getting the desired wins. You're not getting the desired outcome. You're not getting the raises, the promotions. You're not getting the interviews. You're not landing the jobs. Either way, we're going to get to the heart of what is preventing you from upgrading your tech career right now. That's what we're going to do on the call. You're going to get absolute clarity on that. And we're going to get absolute clarity on where you want to go. What do you want? What is not just your brain's desire for the future, but what is your heart's desire for the future? We're going to get absolutely clear on that as well. And if we're 100% confident that we can help you walk the path toward that dream, toward that heart's desire for your career, for your life, then we'll talk about what that would look like. But if we're not the ones to help you, and we're not 100% confident that we can help you, we are going to definitely make sure that you still get that clarity, you still get that value out of the conversation that we're having, so that you can move forward in your tech career instead of staying stuck intellectualizing and overthinking and overanalyzing, because we don't want that for any of you. So it's time to book a call today, immediately. Thepeoplestack.com/book. So your intelligence is your biggest obstacle, folks. Do not overuse it. If you overuse it, you're going to get into trouble. You are going to stay in inaction. And lack of action is a guaranteed way to fail in your career. And I know you want to succeed. So it's time to take action. Stop thinking about it and do. Stop thinking about it and do it, my friends. That is it for the day, and we'll talk next time even more about how your intelligence is your weakness. That's it for now. Take care. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission.
We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO slash husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.